Now, there's any number of communities pushing for new schools. Beau Morris, Bannockburn, there's always been the push for the one in Coburg for a while, in Seddon, Kingsville, Yarraville, in a whole lot of different places around Port Phillip and South Bank as well. And a lot of those communities are represented by a group called Our Children, Our Schools. And Clark Martin is from that group. Hi there, Clark.
Hi, g'day, Russ. How are you going?
I'm good. First of all, I assume it's you'd be backing the idea of a high school in Prahran. That's a good thing?
Oh, look, absolutely. Any time we get the announcement made that public schools are getting the funding that they deserve, it's celebratory for us.
Okay. And that's a bit of a battle too. That one's been going on for 6 years, is that right?
Yes, I think it's been a long-fought campaign, and as the election cycle rolls on, we start seeing the fruition of all of this work.
Oh, indeed, yes, it's an election year, so the announcements hopefully flow thick and fast. What do you think of the blue Liberal balloons strewn all over the school?
Well, look, we would love to see schools out of the political environment. Absolutely, we would, and we don't encourage either side to, you know, affect school operations. So I think it's probably going a little bit far to have the colours, but politicians need to go into schools, and we certainly encourage the more politicians to see the state of them, the better.
So what's the difference between politicians being filmed in a school and politicians putting up all their Liberal Party balloons at a school, or their Labor Party balloons at a school?
Well, I think it politicises the issue, and it's starting to bring a really important debate into, you know, the really rough and tumble political atmosphere, and it's probably a step too far.
Okay, look, if you can imagine the Premier Dennis Napthine standing alongside Clem Newton Brown and his Education Minister Martin Dixon, in the background some blue balloons as the Premier says this.
We're seeing strong population growth across Victoria, but particularly in these very popular inner urban areas. We're seeing significant population growth in these areas, significant increases in enrolments in local primary schools, and the challenge is where those students go for government secondary education.
That's the Premier speaking at South Yarra Primary today. Quite a few of you pointing out the school that was closed when Jeff Kennett was Premier back in 1999. Some of your texts, though. Raf, a few balloons when a political party is actually doing something constructive is fine. That's from Fraser. Hi, Raf, don't forget we vote in schools. That's from Nige, indeed. True. And Eddie's being cheeky on the text. Surely it's okay in a blue ribbon electorate, Raf. One must maintain the status quo. I don't know, maybe it doesn't. Clark Martin's with us from Our Children, Our Schools. Clark, does it matter if it's a marginal electorate or not?
Look, absolutely. This is where we're coming from. We're finding, look, we're a group that's been formed by campaigns right across Victoria, and we, about 9 months ago, started contacting groups, and we've all been meeting in a central place in Carlton, discussing our own individual campaigns. And we all came across the moment where we're going, why should we, as parents who are very busy people as it is, have to get out and campaign for funding of schools? So we went back and we checked the research and we looked to where Australia and Victoria has come over the years. And there's actually no rhyme or reason for this behaviour. The system is clearly broken. And we're asking for politicians to start talking about the real issue, which is reforming the system so people like myself, and I might say we've got thousands of people who are engaged in this across those 14, 15 campaigns, and there's probably more.
Yeah, right.
Who, we don't want to do this, Raf. We just want our kids to go to really good public schools. We don't want to have to campaign and watch these announcements made. And as
you
said,
that's the only way to get things done, though, isn't it, Clark? I mean, look, I sympathise. I don't have any spare time in my life either, but that's just the way the world is, isn't it?
Well, I think if a politician comes out over the next few days and says, you know what, we've listened to families, we are going to reform this system, and we are going to make it our commitment that when we lead up to the next election, we won't have to go through this debacle. It's becoming You know what? It's actually starting to becoming amusing to watch them do this. And I think that people are over it. I think that if, as the day unfolds, people will go, you know what, why are we going through this exercise every 4 years? I think the other thing, Raph, that's really, really important in this issue is that kids are missing out. You know, in our particular campaign down at Beaumaris, the issue got to the point where they didn't even have an enrolment for 1 year because everyone was waiting to see them make the announcement they knew they would next year. And we've had Labor make an announcement. We're sure that the Liberal Party will do it as well. But no one wants to go through that.
Clark Martin's with us from Our Children, Our Schools.